Welcome back to Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Today's episode is all about a very talented artist known as the Art Lady. Sonia Clemens is her given name, so welcome to the podcast, Sonia, and thanks for being here today.
Glad and excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited about our conversation, so let's just jump right in.
Yes, because, you know, it's like we already know each other anyway, right?
I know.
It feels that way.
Yeah, we're introducing you to brand new people here, so.
Yeah. And I never meet a stranger, so here we are.
So this is perfect. All right. Well, tell us about what you do, Sonia. Who is the Art Lady?
The Art Lady is a lot of things, but mostly art related. I guess I categorize myself in about four different sections of my career, I guess we could say. And I started off not knowing really that I was the Art Lady. I was a self-employed artist, and mm-hmm. I just started out not knowing where that road would lead.
Yeah.
And I didn't say no to a lot of opportunities. I thought, you know, if I just kind of agreed to try things out, we would just see what happened, and it worked. So I started off being a muralist, I guess you could say. Had no plans for that. It's just the phone calls started off that way. And then I started painting murals in schools. Mm-hmm. I love my state. I love Alabama. There's just mm-hmm. so much to it that interests me, the culture, the environment. So I started drawing things that I thought promoted the positive aspects of our state. And I wanted the kids to learn about Alabama. So a lot of times the school murals would incorporate that, facts yeah. of Alabama. So I promote tourism with my art, as you probably have picked up on.
Yes.
And I do commissions and sell things in stores, all kinds of different art types and genres, mediums. And then I started an art program for people in Jackson County in the recovery community.
Yeah.
That I didn't feel like Jackson County had a strong art base here.
Yeah.
And for people in recovery, I thought it was important. So I started that. So that pretty much is the Art Lady. I don't know. I don't know. I can just start talking and go in all kinds of different directions. I don't know how to sum it up simply.
Yeah. Well, that is fantastic. And I know I found out about you, I think it was through maybe the Huntsville, Madison County CVB. I think you had done some note cards or something that they sold in their gift shop. Is that correct?
Yes, the tourism art. So
yes.
Actually yeah. how I hooked up with them was I was painting in a school one day, and I grew up in Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working in a school, and I was thinking while I was painting, because I do that a lot about things. You know, when you're coloring things in, your mind can wander a little bit.
Yeah.
And I thought, I wonder if the city of Huntsville could use some Art Lady items, and mm-hmm. maybe they need something that I could supply them with. So I called the CVB and talked to Lynn at that time, was over the gift shop. And mm-hmm. she said, you know what? We need some magnets. And I think it was just perfect timing, mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not afraid to ask questions and ask people if they need things. And that's how that got started. From there, it just kind of grew into me doing more Huntsville art.
Yeah, that is so cool. So you mentioned, you know, you've been painting North Alabama for a while. So what are some of the landmarks that you've painted that you're most proud of?
Well, this past summer, I think it was in the summer, not spring, I painted at the feet of Egg Beater Jesus, if you can say feet, because,
yes.
you know, Egg Beater Jesus.
Yeah.
But I was invited by the First Baptist of Huntsville to paint at Egg Beater with uh-huh. another couple of artists. And that was so much fun. So I painted that. I've painted the Wheaton House a lot, Burritt, mm-hmm. the Harrison Brothers. But when you go past that, the Rockets, of course, that's still in Huntsville, Madison County. Vulcan, if you're going down south a little bit more. I mean, I've just pretty much tried to cover the state, the Peanut Festival in Dothan
yeah.
or whatever, and incorporate all of Alabama. But I always let people know I am from North Alabama.
Yes, and we are proud to have you and claim you as our own. So
one thing that I've enjoyed doing as far as painting landmarks, you know, those are the big ones, but we have a lot of small ones
mm-hmm.
that are known to people that live in small communities.
Yeah.
And so when I go, like Gurley, for instance, mm-hmm. when I go to a place like that, I try to learn about their landmarks. And when I paint at their elementary school, I try to paint their landmarks at their school so their children can learn about what they knew about growing up. I think as far as landmarks go, there's small ones and big ones, but they're all important to somebody.
Yeah, that is so true, because we do have a lot of rural communities in North Alabama that have some really amazing things. I mean, you know, one of my favorite blog posts that I wrote is about, you know, out in the middle of nowhere. And there's a lot of out in the middle of nowhere things in
there's
North Alabama.
Lot.
Yeah. Yes, and they're amazing.
Exactly. And, I'm always amazed at the facts that I learn. And I think, do other people know this? I mean, are they not fascinated like I am? I've started drawing Decatur more recently. I guess you can only draw Huntsville so many times. So I'm trying to branch out. So I've been drawing Decatur, and I went to Cortland actually and painted a hopscotch for the Singing River Trail.
Oh yeah.
So we are planning on branching that idea out this coming year, and other places in North Alabama will have a hopscotch painted on their sidewalk.
Oh,
so
cool.
Yes, I love emphasizing all the areas.
Yeah. And that's really neat, though, that it's kind of a mural on the ground, that it's interactive.
Yes.
You can play,
yes.
have fun. So that's neat.
Yes. And I hope it stays a long time. We're in the experimental phase of that. But so far, so good.
Yeah. You can always touch it up.
Exactly. Exactly.
So tell us about more public art we can find that you've created in North Alabama.
Well, most recently, and I'm really proud of it, last summer I completed a public mural in downtown Stevenson, which lists a lot of landmarks from the past. So people can go and look at it and see some that are still there and some that used to be there. And it's pretty informative that way, and I hope interesting. And then when you do a mural like that, the locals tend to they take pride in their heritage and where they come from. So it's just a good thing all the way around. So definitely Stevenson. And I think it's been added to the North Alabama Mural Trail. I have one in Scottsboro that is added, I believe, on Warehouse 207. I might need to double check that, Malia. I think that's the name. I always get that number wrong. But anyway, you can leave that totally out if you want. If you go in Haines, which is right across the street from my studio, they have a mural that has some of the history of Scottsboro inside of Payne's, which, of course, you want to go inside so you can get ice cream.
Absolutely.
Who would want an outside mural at Payne's? Hello. A lot of my murals that I would consider public are in schools.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've run across with that is there is a literal mural trail inside the school system in North Alabama. I have murals from Bridgeport all the way to Hartsell now, in Florence even, in the schools. But you can't open those up to the public because they are in schools. So what I've been trying to figure out is how we can, publicize that mural trail, because that's a big thing. What other school system and systems can you link together in a mural trail?
Yeah,
I think I have over 50 in Madison County alone.
Oh, wow.
In the schools. And not a lot of people know. And I think the school system should get credit for having that done. They hired an artist to come in and paint murals. And they're educational. Most of them, I very rarely do a mural in a school that's not educational because I feel like they should be. So I'm very proud of that public art project, even though you can't see it.
Yeah. That is impressive. Over 50 murals.
That's just in Madison County.
Wow.
So that's not counting the Jackson County. Hartsell, I finished two murals in Hartsell Elementary not Hartsell Elementary. Officially, it's in Burleson.
Yes.
Uh-huh. In Hartsell. But Hartsell Intermediate actually contacted me last week, and now they're interested in a STEM room mural. So it's kind of contagious. Once one principal does it, and that's how that happens. And I was actually in Monrovia when COVID hit, and I haven't officially ever went back to school like I did, but I had a 1 to 2 year waiting list at that time.
Wow.
My career kind of changed a little bit. And so now I go to school kind of here and there so I can work on some other things as well.
Yeah. That is so neat. We need to brainstorm about how we can get those, the school murals yes. public, because that is yes. really neat. That's cool. Yes.
And now we're spanning across North Alabama with them, if you think yeah. about it, because Bridgeport is on one end and I have been all the way to Florence. So
mm-hmm. yeah, that is so cool.
Thinking about that, Malia.
Yeah. We'll talk later. Yeah. Yes. I love what you said, though, about, you know, highlighting the town's heritage, because that is one thing that murals can do. Yes. You know, they change the environment of a town, of an area. And when you can incorporate things that are very special to that area, it yes. means even more. So that's
well,
neat.
One thing I have learned. Mm-hmm. By happenstance, you know, I didn't plan it. But when you put a picture with a word in a mm-hmm. mural, for instance, like, you know, you can paint words all day long or you can paint pictures all day long. But when you mm-hmm. put words and pictures together, it mm-hmm. gets people's attention in a yeah. way that is so different than one thing on its own. Yeah. And when I figured this out, I just realized I could give information out. Mm-hmm. And they could learn while they were enjoying the mural, and they're not even realizing they're learning. I mean, they know it, but it's not a struggle or it's not a drudgery. Right. You know, it's interesting. Right. And so I, now that I know that, I do it a lot.
And I'm a visual learner. So if I see something pretty that I can attach with information,
yes,
it
yes.
stays with me more. Yes.
And if I'm going to draw something, I like for there to be a purpose.
Right.
I am not an artist that just sits and doodles for no reason. I can't yeah. do that. There has to be a purpose. Mm-hmm. And when I draw something, I need to know that I'm giving a message of right. some sort, that you're learning something, or that time that you have there is being, you know, involved in as much information as I can give you. Mm-hmm. And so that's just who I am. And I'm so excited when I get to teach that through my art, whether yeah. it's Southern culture or, you know, the state bird of Alabama, mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned adding words and pictures. You've done quite a few alphabets where you've yes. taken a letter and associated it with yes. a landmark. Tell us about those.
So one night I came home late. You know, I'm a night owl. Anyone that knows me or follows me, they go, "Do you ever sleep?" So I came home one night and I just had this random idea, and I just started drawing, and I thought, what if I did the alphabet for Huntsville? So, you know, A through Z, simple alphabet. And mm-hmm. I just did the top of my head mm-hmm. and I posted it like I do a lot of times, and I went to bed. And when I woke up the next morning, my world had changed. It had blown up. It was being shared, you know, over and over. Mm-hmm. And what I didn't expect, I guess, is that much publicity off of it, you know, just overnight. But mm-hmm. also, people were saying, well, where are we on there? Mm-hmm. And why? So I did another version that I call the deluxe version. And I added everyone on there that I could think of. So like H would be Harrison Brothers plus three other things that start with H that's important in Huntsville.
Right.
So I did one for Scottsboro. And I also started, and I'll tell you this because I haven't finished it and I haven't put it out yet, but I started a flashcard set for Huntsville. Cool. So that would be something that kids could hold and actually, you know, you could do the flashcards with them. So there again, that's part of that learning.
Flashcards. That is an amazing idea, because then again, you're putting those pretty images with words, letters. Yes. So that is so neat. And it's local. So then they're learning not yes. only, you know, letters and words, but they're learning landmarks and, you know, from a tourism exactly. perspective, places to visit.
See, there you go. We should do a flashcard set for Decatur.
Yeah.
Kelly Kasich.
Yeah.
She, you know, is a writer for It's a Southern Thing and AL.com. Mm-hmm. And she writes about interesting things in Alabama. Mm-hmm. So she's doing some children's books and I'm illustrating them for her. And she said, Sonia, I think you'll be perfect for this because of what I do. Yeah. And we just had our first one come out, Texas. But there's going to be other states as well. Yeah. And where I illustrate her story about interesting places in Texas. Mm-hmm. So what makes Texas, Texas? So there again, I get to use what I enjoy doing. And, yeah. you know, it's my job and my career. So I get to do what I love. Mm-hmm. And you know, pass that along to others. So
yeah, that is so cool. I can't wait for the Alabama one to come out.
Yes, working on that now.
Yay. Well, you mentioned earlier in our conversation about working with recovery efforts.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So I grew up in Huntsville, mm-hmm. and I moved to Scottsboro when I was a senior in high school. And at that time, and even really now compared to a larger place, I mean, this is common, I guess, anywhere, you know, there's not as many art-related things that people can do, you know, mm-hmm. they're not handy, you know, readily available, I guess, for people in convenience. You have to drive to other places. And I was resident artist in the Jackson County school system through an arts grant probably about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the Jackson County schools did not have an art teacher. And I was, that's why I was there. Mm-hmm. They got a grant for me to be a resident artist in the school system. So I saw then that in Jackson County, you know, they needed the art. And mm-hmm. I was thinking about it one day, probably while I was painting at the school, and I was thinking, you know, like we were talking earlier. And I was thinking about the people in recovery, and I thought, you know, if maybe they could have a creative outlet, maybe that would curb some of the behavior. And maybe growing up, you know, they were just in a pattern of living, and maybe they needed that and did not have that accessible to them without going far off. So I approached Judge Graham, who is the Jackson County Drug Court judge. He is also the circuit judge here and the presiding judge here in Jackson County now. But when I approached him 6 years ago, I think, mm-hmm. I asked him if I could give an art class for the people in drug court. Mm-hmm. And he thought it was a great idea. And we started off with their kids coming for a kids class. And it was the best class I'd ever given. Mm-hmm. The parents would stay with their children. And it was just wonderful.
Yeah.
And I wanted to reach the adults, but we didn't know how. And then the adults began to want their own class anyway. So it kind of started all working out together.
Yeah.
And I began teaching an adult art class. And I go to their IOP meetings, which is something that they have to go to on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So I go there every other week, something like that. And we have art with the adults. Mm-hmm. So it's just something that's kind of progressed. And through that, I think we were 6 months old when we received our first grant from the State Arts Council, and we have received one every year.
Oh, wow.
So we are grant supported by the State Arts Council. Mm-hmm. We have spoken at state conferences, national conferences now. I don't know of another program like this through the court system, more or less, that reaches people in recovery and provides them with free art classes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've been in the news and things like that. And I just think it's a good positive thing. I didn't know when I started that people would be as drawn to it as what they are, but mm-hmm. everyone loves it. The people, I went to art class last night and they said, "Where have you been?" You know, 'cause the holidays and whatnot. And they love it. They love art. It breaks every stereotype there is because mm-hmm. maybe, it, you know, all the people there, they have problems mm-hmm. and, you know, they're getting their life straightened out and the art brings them joy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you would not think that a man pouring concrete or cutting down trees all day that has to go to these meetings when he's probably tired and ready to go home, that he would light up when the art lady showed up. Yeah. And so it's just breaks every stereotype. And I try to take the opportunity to teach them problem solving, mm-hmm. to educate them through the art, to teach them that if you make a mistake, you can fix it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if they can learn that through art, they can learn that in their life.
Yeah.
And wow. Yeah, so I had no idea when I approached the judge, and he probably didn't either, that it would be what it is today. We just thought it was a good thing to do.
Yeah.
And it's been a great thing to do.
Wow. I was just going to say, you know, like creating art is therapeutic, but it's really therapy. Like you're really providing artistic yes. therapy in ways that they're probably not really knowing yes. that, you know, and then it's like applying it to their lives. That is so cool. I love
yes,
that.
Yes, we go outside on the courthouse lawn, and I don't know of anywhere else that does this. And all of the judges, mm-hmm. all of the lawyers are supportive of the program. So the recovery community has taken to it. The legal community has taken to it. Yeah. And we have art on the courthouse lawn when it's warm. Mm-hmm. I mean, who else does that? Who else has people that are in trouble, you know, out there coloring in art class when, mm-hmm. you know, the people in the courthouse are leaving, going home, and they're all waving at each other. The judges come by and visit us. I mean, it's just really nice.
Yeah.
But we'll draw the buildings and they say, I can't do that. I said, you can draw a square. Well, mm-hmm. then that's all these buildings are. So I try to teach them how to break things down. If mm-hmm. something overwhelms you, break it down into parts, put those small parts together, and then you can accomplish things by that.
That is beautiful. I love that. That makes me want to come and sit in on one of those.
Well, you are welcome to come anytime. We do allow special guests. Pat Simon, when he was at WAY, he actually came and brought his cameraman and did a whole story. And we had a special class just for him. But you are most welcome to come anytime.
Thank you.
Last night, I started something new when I went. I ordered a lot of sketchbooks mm-hmm. and pencils. And I felt like that they needed to be able to take the ability to do art home. Mm-hmm. So I asked them last night if anyone there would like to have a sketchbook of their own and pencils that they mm-hmm. could take home and draw. And I wanted them to be honest with me. So if they told me they didn't have time, then they didn't have to take a sketchbook. Yeah. But the ones that really thought, you know, some people need to occupy their time.
Yeah.
And so I sent two home and they were very happy. Mm-hmm. And I think that gives them some accountability, mm-hmm. Structure. I told them I needed to see the sketchbook back and see what they've done. Yeah. And so I felt good about that. That gave them something too that they probably are not used to having.
Yeah. And, you know, they're uncovering talent that, you know, exactly. been laying dormant. So who knows? We may have a whole batch of mural artists coming. We may have to expand the North Alabama Mural Trail.
You may have to. We need more walls.
That's right. I mean, murals everywhere. That's amazing.
Yes.
I love that. I love how your art is educational and therapeutic, and it's just beautiful. So,
I try. Okay. I think there just needs to be a purpose. And like I said, I don't know why. I wasn't expecting it really, but especially in the past few years, it's taken off. And the legal community here has supported me. The legal community statewide has supported it. Mm-hmm. The legislative communities have supported it. And sometimes I don't even know what to do with all that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know what to do.
Like, hold on a second. Let me catch up here.
Yes, exactly. Sometimes I look back on things that's happened and I think, is that real? You know, because I don't feel like that person. You know, I'm just the same person I've always been, painting the walls and, mm-hmm. and, you know, just the artist trying to figure out what to do and how to sustain myself. And, you know, now it looks different, I think, to people from the outside. And, mm-hmm. but I still feel like that same person.
Yeah.
So it overwhelms me. And I think, well, did that really happen? Yeah. You know, did that last February I was on the floor of the legislature during session. And I thought, there's never been an art lady that has been here. I don't, you know, it's something. Yeah.
Yeah. That is so cool. That is so
And this
neat.
Is my 26th year. I'm going wow. in, actually this July, I'll be going into my 27th year, but okay. yeah, my 26th year.
Still going strong.
It's still going strong. We have to figure out more stuff to do, Malia.
That's
we
right.
We have to always think outside the box.
That's right. So, I mean, any plans career-wise, anything, or just...
Well, last year was a pretty overwhelming year for me. A lot of things happened last year. Mm-hmm. Year before last, when it was my 25th year, mm-hmm. I was surprised with the resolution and a commendation. Mm-hmm. So that started me off in just a whirlwind of things that... By the time last year was over, I thought, I need a minute. And, you know, I went to the legislature, Panoply. I was the poster artist. That was a bucket list item for me.
Yeah.
So I was there for the 40th year.
Mm-hmm.
Their 40th year, I did the poster. And what else happened? I was the Alumna of the Year at Northeast College in December. And after that, I just so much had been going on for so long. And I thought, I need a minute. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm having anxiety or stage fright or something. I don't know, but I need a minute. And so someone asked me, they said, what's your plans for this year? And I said, I need to create, because when you're in a whirlwind, you're not creating, or I'm not.
Yeah.
And you have to create for that, mm-hmm. for something else to happen. Yeah. So I feel like I'm in that zone that I need to create again.
Yeah.
For more things to happen. As far as plans right now, the children's books that I mentioned earlier, I'm still mm-hmm. working on those. Singing River Trail, we have plans for more hopscotches. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, I don't know what else. Just the usual, you know, Artley's always busy, but I just feel like I need to create, and then we can have another whirlwind maybe.
Yeah.
We need a whirlwind moment, but I need to create them.
Yeah. We need to,
yeah.
Rest and take a deep breath.
Yes. 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 And talk to Malia on the podcast.
Yes. Yes. Always. Well, this has been such a wonderful conversation, and I'm so thankful that you joined us. So thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now tell our listeners where they can find you on social media.
Well, the Instagram is at Art Lady Sonia.
Okay.
Facebook is Sonia R. Clemens, and Twitter is at Art Lady Sonia, I believe, as well.
Okay.
Or Sonia Clemens. I can't quite remember that one. I think I updated it or changed it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure if you do a search, you can find it there. Yeah. I think you can search and find it. But I'm on those three.
Okay.
And I've started an Etsy shop. I will say this.
Okay.
My assistant that helps me, actually, she has started the Etsy shop for me because, you know, we talked about technology and the Art Lady. And so there is an Etsy shop, and I plan to have more in that this year.
Okay. Is it the Art Lady?
Yeah, you can just type in Sonia Clemens or Art Lady and probably run across it that way.
Okay.
And we have a big year plan for our art program this year, so stay tuned for news on that as well.
Okay.
We hope to have some guests that come for – we have a guest instructor that we're planning in the spring that I'll surprise everyone with later.
Okay.
So we have a few things going on.
Okay.
I can't stay quiet for long, but I just need to color a minute.
Yes. Yeah. Got to get you creating.
Yes.
Well, that is so cool. So thank you again for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me, Malia.
Well, that wraps this up, and you can find North Alabama's social platforms linked in the description. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll be back next time with more about North Alabama adventures.